आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज इंडिया इज नॉट ओनली एट द सेंटर ऑफ ग्लोबल डिस्कशंस अबाउट द फ्यूचर बट इज ऑल्सो लीडिंग दीज डिस्कोर्सेज। At least 15 people dead and many injured in stampede at New Delhi railway station. Prime Minister says authorities are assisting all affected by the stampede. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses evolving global security architecture with incoming chair of Munich Security Conference in Germany. The United States announces Europe not to participate in Ukraine's peace talks. And in Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is not only at the center of global discussions about the future, but is also leading these discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms.
अमेरिका और फ्रांस के अपनी यात्रा से लौटा हूं। आज दुनिया के बड़े देश हो, दुनिया के बड़े मंच हो, भारत को लेकर जिस विश्वास से भरे हुए हैं, पहले कभी नहीं था। ये पेरिस में एआई एक्शन समिट के दौरान हुए डिस्कशन में भी रिफ्लेक्ट हुआ है। आज भारत ग्लोबल फ्यूचर से जुड़े विमर्श के सेंटर में है और कुछ चीजों में उसे लीड भी कर रहा है।
The Prime Minister asserted that India has been on a rapid development trajectory since 2014. He highlighted that in just a decade, India has become one of the top 5 economies of the world.
विकसित भारत का स्पीड ऑफ डेवलपमेंट क्या होता है, ये भी आप देख रहे हैं। सिर्फ एक दशक में भारत टॉप 5 इकोनॉमी में आ गया। और साथियों, मैं पूरी जिम्मेवारी से कह रहा हूं, अब अगले कुछ सालों में ही आप भारत को दुनिया की थर्ड लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बनते देखेंगे। एक युवा देश को यही स्पीड चाहिए और आज इसी स्पीड से भारत चल रहा है।
Mr. Modi also highlighted that his government has transformed the fear of business into the ease of doing business. He said his government sees the private sector as a key partner in India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech, a major global event, is being held from Friday till tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof.
Bharat Tex platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across 2 venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global scale conference with over 70 sessions, roundtables, panel discussions and masterclasses. The exhibition will also feature special innovation and startup pavilions. It will also include hackathons-based startup pitch fest and innovation fests, tech tanks and design challenges, providing funding opportunities for startups through leading investors. This event is expected to attract policymakers and global CEOs, over 5,000 exhibitors, 6,000 international buyers from over 120 countries, among various other visitors. With Pallavi, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
At least 15 people died and many were injured in a stampede at the New Delhi railway station last evening. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swell in crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her sorrow regarding the stampede. In a social media post, the president said that she is deeply anguished to know about the loss of lives in the stampede at New Delhi railway station. She extended condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the incident. Mr. Modi said that he is distressed by the stampede and his thoughts are with all those who've lost their loved ones. He said that the authorities are assisting all those who've been affected by the stampede. In a social media post, Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the situation is now under control. He mentioned that 4 special trains were immediately deployed for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to help clear the crowd. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that he spoke to Mr. Vaishnav, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena and other concerned officials regarding the accident. Mr. Shah said that instruction has been issued to provide all possible help to everyone. Talking to Akashwani News, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, said that 10 lakh rupees compensation will be given to the families of the deceased.
रेलवे द्वारा मृतकों के परिजनों को 10 लाख रुपए, गंभीर रूप से घायल लोगों को 2.5 लाख रुपए और मामूली रूप से घायल लोगों को 1 लाख रुपए के मुआवजे का ऐलान किया है और मुआवजा वितरित भी किया जा रहा है और जो मृतक दूर के रहने वाले हैं, दूर क्षेत्रों के रहने वाले हैं उनको डेड बॉडी भेजने के लिए रेलवे का एक स्टाफ ही उनको अकंपनी कर रहा है.
Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the narrative is changing regarding the Indian healthcare system under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing the inaugural event of the second AIIMS Oncology Conclave 2025 at the National Cancer Institute NCI of AIIMS Jhajjar campus, Mr. Nadda emphasized that bone marrow transplant is possible in institutes like NCI. He highlighted that over 26 crore people have been screened for oral cancer, 14 crore for breast cancer and 9 crore for cervical cancer at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Norwegian Finance Minister and incoming chair of the Munich Security Conference, Jens Stoltenberg, in Munich. They had a useful exchange on the evolving global security architecture. Dr. Jaishankar also met Argentina's Foreign and Trade Minister, Gerardo Verdén, on the sidelines of the conference. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed further expansion in India-Argentina trade and investment. They also shared perspectives on global affairs. The External Affairs Minister also caught up with Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Rasmussen and discussed the complex challenges of European security. The United States has announced that Europe will not participate in Ukraine's peace talks. Keith Kellogg, assistant to the U.S. President and special envoy for Russia and Ukraine, made this statement during the Global Security Conference in Munich, Germany yesterday. Mr. Kellogg is on a European tour to further President Donald Trump's objective of securing peace in the region. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a European army, arguing that the continent can no longer depend on U.S. protection and needs a strong military to earn respect from Washington. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has also urged the Europeans to get their act together in supporting Ukraine. The Brazilian government has announced that the next BRICS summit, featuring Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa and other member countries, will be held in Rio de Janeiro on July 6 and 7. The summit will include leaders from 20 member and associate countries. The Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira said the meeting will focus on important decisions for economic development, cooperation and improving living conditions in member countries. Another special flight carrying 116 illegal Indian immigrants from the United States landed at Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar late last night. Of these, 65 are from Punjab, 33 from Haryana and others from Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. The Amritsar District Administration has made all necessary arrangements at the airport where Punjab's NRI Affairs Minister Kuldeep Singh Dhaliwal met the deportees from the state. He assured them that the state government would provide support for their future. According to sources, most of the deportees are in the 18 to 30 age group. The Nature and Bird Festival 2025 will be inaugurated at the Mahakumbh today on the banks of the Sangam in Prayagraj. Our correspondent reports that the Indian skimmer has been chosen as the mascot for the festival, symbolizing the confluence of faith and conservation.
In Uttar Pradesh, this Skimmer bird breeds along the Ganga, Yamuna and Chambal rivers with an estimated population of around 1,000 in the state. Known for its striking orange beak and black and white plumage, the Indian Skimmer thrives in marshy areas along the banks of rivers, lakes and estuaries. The bird plays a crucial role as an indicator of river health. By hosting the event at Mahakumbh, a unique confluence of faith and nature conservation is being presented. Nodal officer of the bird festival Lalit Verma said that the Indian Skimmer has been chosen to raise awareness about its conservation. He added that with all the preparations complete, this edition of the bird festival promises to be truly exceptional. A climate conference will also be held today at Mahakumbh on the theme Kumbh ki Aastha evam Jalvayu Parivartan. The conference will be inaugurated by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and will witness participation from religious leaders, environmentalists, social organizations, industry representatives, business leaders and eminent citizens. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to be a part of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 2025. In a social media post, he said it is a celebration of the timeless civilizational bonds between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. He added that this forum brings together the spiritual, cultural and historical connections that have flourished for centuries. Mr. Modi said it also highlights the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan inaugurated the third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam at Namoghat in Varanasi yesterday. The 10-day event will conclude on the 24th of this month. An outreach program for Waves 2025 was held at the Berlin Film Festival 2025 yesterday. The Indian delegation engaged with major film producers from around the world participating in the European film market. Film industry leaders at Berlin Film Festival have been invited to participate in the Waves 2025 summit. Speaking on the occasion at Berlinale, veteran director and actor Shekhar Kapoor delivered an inspiring address emphasizing the immense potential of the Indian entertainment industry. Moving on to sports news, in the Women's Premier League 2025, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in a thrilling encounter at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Mumbai Indians, batting first after being put in, were dismissed for 164 runs in 19.1 overs. For Mumbai, Brunt scored 80 runs off 59 balls, while captain Harmanpreet Kaur chipped in with 42 of 22 balls. Chasing the target of 165, Delhi lost wickets at regular intervals, but managed to get past the score with the help of Shefali Verma's quick-fire 43 off 18 balls and Sarah's 21 from 10. In tennis, the unseeded Japanese duo of Masamichi Imamura and Yo Noguchi clinched the Delhi Open doubles title with a 6-4, 6-3 win over India's Niki Ponacha and Courtney Locke of Zimbabwe at the DLTA complex last evening. In the men's singles event, unseeded Frenchman Kyrian Jacquet will face Britain's Billy Harris in the final today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. The tragic stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night figures on the front pages of all dailies. Amid Mahakumbh rush, 15 feared dead in stampede at New Delhi railway station, notes the Hindu. Hindustan Times report that the Central Vigilance Commission has ordered an investigation into the alleged irregularities in the renovation of former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's official residence. AAP appointments under scrutiny, headlines Sunday Pioneer. The Financial Express writes that Mumbai police has arrested the general manager of New India Co-op Bank, Hitesh Mehta, for allegedly misappropriating 122 crore rupees from the bank. And finally, heartwarming news. The Times of India reports that all 500 residents of Mucherla, a Telangana village, have pledged to donate their eyes after death. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is not only at center of global discussions about the future, but is also leading these discourses. At least 15 people dead and many injured in stampede at New Delhi railway station. Prime Minister says authorities are assisting all affected by the stampede. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses evolving global security architecture with incoming chair of Munich Security Conference in Germany. The United States announces Europe not to participate in Ukraine's peace talks. And in Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in Vadodara. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.